Very humid. I got an opportunity via the guys that look after me to go out and speak to the owner and the shareholders of a club who's one below the top league in China. But there's still some big clubs in there and some big names. And the facilities, I have to be said, and the stadium and the training facilities were just outstanding. But, you know, I decided when I got back after taking a day or two to think it through that it just wasn't for me. But thankfully, the people overseas have taken it in the right way. And, you know, my career might go there in the future, but not at the moment.
That's what I was going to say, Steve. I mean, how far do you think China is away from actually being some sort of a footballing powerhouse from what you're saying?
Well, it's 13 hours on a plane almost. Listen, they're a long way away from that, but they don't kid themselves. And they appreciate they have a long way to go. They've started some way behind the MLS and the American football soccer revolution, as it's called out there, and that's gradually getting there. But I would think the Chinese nationals and the people who are supporting that are very wealthy and they're very keen to progress it quickly. So I would think possibly they'll be playing catch up initially with leagues like the LMS, but very quickly it will come to tune because they've got the investment to make it happen.
Yeah, you're right there. And obviously over the last few days as well, we've seen you linked with the Bradford City job as well. I mean, what have you made of that link?
Well, you can't help when you're linked to a job. I think it just demonstrates that you've had success. And there is no doubt that if you look at my time at Crawley and at Rotherham and the success we had at Leeds, which is probably as good as any of them, you will attract interest. But, you know, I've not had any word from Bradford and I've not spoken to them. It's probably I'm talking to two other clubs that don't involve them. So, but, you know, my words were true. They're a fantastic club. Phil Parkinson, who's just left there, has done an outstanding job. The two chairmen and Mark Lawton and Julian Rhodes have left. They've done a great job as well. So it's a new ownership time. And what the point I was trying to make in the few words I gave is that is an outstanding opportunity for someone. But, you know, probably for me at the minute, my career is going to be somewhere else.
And what do you make of a job like that where, you know, you've got to, I wouldn't say it was a full rebuilding job, but a full backroom staff, you know, there's quite a lot of players that still need contracts signing. I mean, you've obviously been involved in football for a long time. What does a club really need from building from this sort of point forward?
Well, I think it's had stability, hasn't it? The one thing that Mark Lawton and Julian Rhodes, the chairman, gave it, they seen some downtimes with Phil Parkinson and they got the rewards by sticking with him and a bit of continuity in making a structure in place over a period of not only days, weeks, early months, but years. And that's what's needed in the job that I've just led. I hope Gary Monk's in that chair 4 or 5 years from now. He has to win some football matches in the first 3 months of the season, or that could change. But I hope he's in there because that's a football club that needs continuity. It needs some stability. And I think, you know, when you look at Bradford in isolation, whoever goes in there and sits in the manager's seat, he gets an opportunity to put the people and the staff in around them. And they're not far short of being a championship side themselves. I watched them on 3 occasions last season live, Bradford, and they were outstanding in every one of them. So they've got some good talent on the pitch and they get the opportunity to put some staff around the manager that can go and challenge for promotion.
And of course, Stuart McCall, the man being linked quite heavily. I mean, he's obviously gone to Scottish football and really built up a reputation since his last stint at Bradford. And what do you think they can expect from Stuart McCall?
Well, I think the Bradford fans probably know Stuart McCall better than I do. But he had a fantastic spell at Motherwell. He made Motherwell up in the Scottish Premier League a real force. And it has to be said, Gordon Strachan, quite rightly, from a countryman's point of view, a Scotsman's point of view, has done an outstanding job in managing our country. Just to the point, it's been black and white. You know, it's complete transformation. Everyone's proud to play for them. People like myself are driving north to watch games. You're covering thousands of miles just to do it. And Stuart McCall doesn't go unnoticed with the people in the game. He's a good coach. I've watched Stuart work on many occasions. He's determined. He'll have a plan when he goes into Bradford. And I'm sure that plan is about making sure they're a championship club this time next year.
And Steve, you spent a lot of your managerial career, you know, looking at League One. And when you look at that now, it's going to be very competitive next year. The team's coming down. You've got teams, of course, like Bury that will be wanting to make improvements. Sheffield United, of course. How competitive do you think League One is going to be next season?
Oh, it's going to be very competitive. I think you look at the you're right to identify the teams that, that come down, the likes of Charlton Athletic, you know, who are a big club, and I've seen in the past 24 hours they're spending quite a lot of money to make sure they're going to return there. And, you know, I think if there was a team in League One that perhaps didn't perform in line with expectations last season, it was Sheffield United, and they've put a man in who I know particularly well, Chris Wilder, who is not only a Sheffield United supporter, but a man who's just run away with League Two in Northampton, and he's already made some good early signings. So it's going to be very competitive. You talk about Bury, they spend good investment with the chairman and Dave over there. So it's a highly competitive league, and if you're in it, you're going to have to know your onions, that's for sure.
And Steve, I imagine we'll be seeing you still in football and probably quite quickly as well, by the sounds of it. Are we expecting you to be managing a team by next season?
Well, I'm not so sure I'll be in for the start of the season. You know, my advisors have outlined to me that they've been in talks with two clubs, but were a little bit away for me to get involved in those talks. You know, the way it works in the modern day game is when you get involved yourself, it's never about your own terms or package or your staff. That's done with your advisors. It really then becomes you to be talking about the team and the budget and what goes on behind the scenes. And as yet, I've certainly in an England perspective, I'm working in England, I've not had the green light to go and speak to people. I had the green light to go and speak to a club in Scotland a few weeks ago, but I decided it was not for me. And I had, of course, the opportunity a couple in England earlier in the summer window, but I was not free from my contractual obligations or commitments at Elland Road, and I made it perfectly clear I wanted to stay. And the other thing that's jumped up, of course, in the last two or three weeks was an opportunity that a Chinese club with a super owner has been waiting to speak to me. So I went out, and just not to be. So we'll see what the next day or week brings, and if nothing, then I'll probably be playing some golf and looking at the football fixtures in September and October as to see who might be needing a manager.
Yeah, it seems like the best time. You can get the best golfing weather in now at the moment anyway. So, but when we're looking at this now, Steve, I just want to pick up on Rotherham finally. Obviously, Alan Stubbs has come in there, and I know you still keep a close relationship with Tony Stewart. Do you think Rotherham will still be a fighting force in the Championship next season?
Well, I think they're looking to kick on now, aren't they? They've made the changes. I know the chairman is investing more money down there. I've got an outstanding relationship. He's an outstanding man, Tony Stewart. He really is. And I'll never and could say anything different. But he's recruited Alan Stubbs. Alan was very, very unlucky not to get the job when it was given to Neil Redfern. I think it was almost in a either-or situation, but they obviously went with Redders. But, you know, Alan went back up to Scotland, and what did he do? He went up and proved a point. He won the cup. It's a fantastic achievement. And he comes back down south, of course, where his family's located, and he'll be a lot more settled privately off the pitch, and he'll be eager and hungry to make sure that they're making progress at Rotherham United. You know, the players that they've managed to bring on over the last couple of years, it's been a great 4 or 5 year cycle of a journey for Tony Stewart since the new stadium opened up. But it's with the extra monies and the extra investment the chairman's putting behind it, now it's time for Alan to go in and make sure they become a comfortable mid-table side, and they've got every opportunity with the recruitment side of that club is right, and certainly the ownership is perfect.
Well, Steve, it's always a pleasure talking to you, catching up with you. Thanks a lot for joining us here tonight.
Cheers, guys.